Chicago Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty and Frank Show. Bobby Slayton will be performing at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, February 2nd and 3rd. That is Super Bowl weekend. A lot of you might be traveling to Vegas for the Super Bowl. Tickets go to southpointcasino.com. Let's get Bobby in here. There he is.
Bobby!
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good to see you, man.
What's new? What's happening?
Well, first of all, you know what? This might be a senior moment. I guess you would call it that, even though I'm not a senior. But I've known you guys for a long time. Mm-hmm. And every time I come in here, I always get mixed up who's Heidi and who's Frank. And then I hear that booming macho voice, and I go, that's Heidi. Yep. And the fluffy, sensitive one is Frank. Uh-huh. And then, you know, when I look to my left, it's always a given, they're Shemp.
No, French Shemp.
All right, look how happy you are.
Good to
happy
see you, Bobby.
You saw those Skechers on that I gave you? The pair of Skechers?
Oh, yes, thank you. He gives you really cool Skechers. You're so happy. Thank you, my friend. Look at these. You're good.
Right. You
love
see,
them.
That's why you're happy. Happy feet make a happy man.
Walking shoes. Have you ever been scammed out of money?
Oh, I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, falling for something stupid?
You know, I heard that. You know what? Yeah, I did get scammed up. You know what? On eBay, I used to collect all these tiki mugs. I got a really cool tiki bar in my house. And it was, you know, I did it years ago before everybody, you know, had
before everyone
tiki
had a tiki
stuff.
Bar.
Because I grew up in New York, and we'd go to these tiki bars and drink because, you know, even if you're 16, I'd fake ID, like a library card, and you borrowed a draft card from your friend's older brother, and you go to these tiki bars. Oh, you're 18 years old? Yes. Oh, what you are, Singapore Sling? So anyway, it's part of my childhood, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I had this great tiki bar on eBay I sent away for a really rare tiki mug from a guy in L.A. And when I got it, it was a copy. And so I tried to return it to the guy. And, you know, he wouldn't answer any money. It wasn't a lot of money. It was the principle of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a couple hundred bucks for a tiki mug, I think, you know. And so I actually went to the guy's house in L.A. and banged out his door. Then what am I going to do, beat him up? You know, unless it's a girl, I probably can't take the guy anyway.
You ripped me off. There's no tiki bar.
You start getting the accent again. You make him think that you're running the place.
Yeah, sounds crazy. Kamikaze Chinese guy. But anyway, so yeah, I got ripped off a lot. Then I got ripped off, there's a comedy club that ripped me off. They went out of business the week I played there.
Oh, that's a good sign. Now you mention it,
I got ripped off a lot.
The floodgates are opening.
Here's one of the dumbest things I ever did. I was in Greenwich Village when I was about 16, looking to buy drugs. And some guy comes up and goes, what are you looking for? I go, LSD. And he goes, why don't you give me the $20? That was a lot of money at the time. We'll go back to the 70s or 60s, you know. He goes, give me money. I got to go in the building and get it. Well, really, like I was going to see this guy again. So,
no,
a lot of drug ripoffs and things like that. But then again, I ripped off a lot of people myself just to make up. I didn't want to.
It's karma.
So you're even. It's a push at this point in your life.
Exactly right. Even. Mm-hmm. So that's the story. Anyway, people are not going to get ripped off next weekend. I'll tell you when they go to the South Point Casino, if you happen to go to Vegas. They're not going to get ripped off when they come see
where is the segue? South Point located exactly in Vegas? I was just there, and I mean, it was like, I stayed here. I have no idea where things are. So is it on the Strip? Is it just off the Strip? What?
But first of all, you know, the only reason I'm plugging Vegas here is I don't have any other gigs coming up, and I figured your audience are the kind of people that go to. I can see they're really a hip crowd. They would go to Vegas for Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah. No, that's a big mm-hmm. weekend, you know? Trip
but
to Vegas.
The South Point is a great casino because it's at the South Point of the Strip. So it's way away from the Strip, which locals despise. So it's a hotel full of mostly locals. And it's like the old Vegas. It's got a great restaurant. You don't have to leave the place. It's got movie theaters because the Strip really sucks. I mean, I spent years there. You know, I brought my niece there a couple of years ago, and I remember she saying to me, Daddy, how come this, Uncle Bobby, how come there's like three Spider-Men walking around and three Minnie Mouses? Because basically, you go on the Strip, and, you know, the casinos rip you off enough, and then you go out and there's homeless people dressed as
just
superheroes.
Just like Hollywood Boulevard. Boulevard here, you'll see a Spider-Man, but he's got like a baggy outfit
right. They do that in Hollywood Boulevard. And it's all over Vegas, you know. So the South Point is really cool, because it's way at the end, and it's really nice. And by the way, Since you don't know Vegas, you've probably never been to the North Point. Because if you go to the other side of Vegas, it's like the depressing ghetto. It's like these mini malls. And it's really depressing because all these mini malls, and there'd be like a liquor store, an adult bookstore, a pawn shop, and a gun store. So it's like, you know, you go in, you pawn your stuff, you buy a gun, you get a bottle of vodka, you buy a dirty magazine, you sit in the car, you get drunk, you diddle yourself, and you shoot yourself in the head. It's like a one-stop suicide center, you know? Not my gun. Speaking of guns, you know, I bought my first gun in Vegas, and you know, when that horrible tragedy happened a few months ago, that idiot, it reminded me that guns are so easy to get. Well, they're easy to get anywhere. But I bought, there's a place in Vegas, I'm not making this up, my brother was visiting me, and I think I was at Hooters Casino for about a year. And so my brother wanted to buy a guitar, and there's a store in Vegas called Guitars and Guns, you know, or Guns and Guitars. You've ever heard of this place? Go Google it. I think it's still around. So it's just guitars and guns, and it's the weirdest place ever because you go in there, and there's like a wall of Fenders, and there's a wall of Glocks. And you're thinking, what kind of combination is this? You know. I mean, look, if you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, and they had guns, I would understand because, you know, Bed Bath, you know, you get some towels, you get some bed sheets, and then you buy a Glock. The Glock would be the Beyond part. Beyond. They're telling you, we sell Beyond anything you should use.
It's in real. Look, he looked at the picture. Guns and guitars.
Guns and guitar.
He said true story.
So you know what I bought? It was my first gun. I always wanted a gun. And there was a little... I'm laughing at this because great story. So there's this little gold-plated Derringer. It was a used gun, and it had the initials on it, BS. And I figured, you know, I got to get this.
Meant to be.
It's meant to be. Because I saw that Elvis used to carry a Derringer. I think Keith Richards at one point had a knife in one boot and a Derringer in the other. And I go, this is really cool.
Was that the little guns, the very tiny ones that would, like, pop out of your wrist?
Pop out of your wrist. Yeah. like taxi driver. You know. So I get the Derringer, and I realize, what am I going to do with this? You know, it's like, if somebody breaks into my house, you know, I mean, what am I, Wyatt Earp? What am I, Ben Masterson? Oh, for the Buffalo Bill to carry a Derringer, which is really kind of a useless gun if you want to protect yourself. And then I thought, if I ever play cards and you want, a guy's cheating, you shoot him with a Derringer.
Oh, right.
Which I think is legal in California. You don't want to shoot the guy with a Glock because you make a mess. It's all over the pretzels and the beer. You shoot the guy in the heart, you know, and I think that's okay. But then I got rid of it and got a Glock. And anyway, I'm full of these great stories.
Is that something you collect? Do you collect guns?
No. I'm not one of those.
You just got a Derringer and a Glock?
I traded in the Derringer. I didn't really need this thing. And then I just got myself a Glock, and it's there.
I thought for home protection, like a shotgun's the way to go because you don't have to be a good shot. It just puts buckshot out and you hope you're hitting somebody.
Yeah.
A Glock, don't you have to be a good shot with that too?
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? Use a gun, you know, and you kill a guy, and then the gang comes after you, and then.
Oh, right.
Who knows? But anyway. But
if you go, I guess in Vegas, you can go to those shooting ranges where you can get fully automatic and be able to shoot crazy machine guns.
It's like $50, and it's not like the movies where you keep walking around shooting. The whole clip is unloaded in 4 seconds. And so it's $50. Oh, great. Okay.
Well, like that your was sex fun. Life, am I right?
Oh, that's what I like about you. Heidi, Frank. Okay. Heidi's the funny one and the macho one. And, you know, Frank, I make fun of you all the time. But, you know, you're a lot like me. You're like, you know why you're like me and I don't like to tease you? Because, you know, in this movie, The Rat Pack, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, I played Joey Bishop. And Joey Bishop was not really, you know, you had Frank and Dean and Sammy. These were the heads of, these were showbiz Mount Rushmore people. These were giants. And then there was Joey Bishop. And that's kind of what you are. There's Heidi. There's Frank. You got the news broad. And then there's you.
Well,
you're like me, Joey Bishop. You're not necessary.
I was just afraid it was Peter Allen. That's a step up. That's good. Peter maybe Liza Minnelli. That's actually a step up, so I'm relieved.
If they have to go take a leak, they let you, you know, pick some buttons. You know.
Bobby Slayton's with us. He's going to be performing at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas February 2nd and 3rd. So if you're heading out there for the Super Bowl, stop by and definitely check out Bobby. SouthPointCasino.com for tickets. As far as your stress level goes, how are you doing? You relaxed? Everything's
good?
Do
I sound relaxed? I'm doing great. By the way, it's Bobby Slayton and friends. And it's a couple other guys. Joe DeRosa, who's worked with Bill Burr for years, and my friend Robert Duchesne. Great comics. And you'd be surprised how much I have to pay guys to pretend to be my friend. Oh, my God, on the bill. You know what? By the way, did you go out to that big march, Heidi?
I didn't.
You know, what is it? Like the second anniversary of this million woman march or something. Look, as much as, even if you hate Donald Trump, you got to give him credit for getting all those angry broads out of the house. You know, I mean, that to me, I like the guy just for that. Nothing else. But I think they should have done a Super Bowl weekend. Maybe that's what women should have done. If you were smart and organized, which you're not, obviously. How many guys are sick about hearing about them? Yeah, me too. Shut up already. Stop whining. You know, they're gonna put a woman on a $20 bill. It won't be worth as much, and you're still gonna complain. Everything is our fault. We need to. No. But you know what it is? You should have done the march. Next time you have a meeting, Heidi.
Okay. Yeah.
You should do the march. You should have had the march maybe next year's Super Bowl weekend. So you get out of the house and maybe do like a whole Coachella bitching thing. You get out for 3 days.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Yeah, the whole weekend. Right, exactly.
Have you been getting any flack for being in working with Woody Allen?
No. Yeah, because nobody knows I'm in the movie. If you watch a movie, you would know I'm in it. I have my own take on that, but I've known Woody for a long time. I don't look. I should say something. Well, I don't even want to get into it. But no, I worked with him. I worked with Harvey Weinstein. I worked with Kevin Spacey. Well, I wouldn't.
Shenanigans?
Well, with me and Kevin, it wasn't really work. We were kind of. I don't want to get into it. But let's just say we went to a bar and there was a mechanical fist. But hey, it was cowboy bar.
Eight seconds of hell.
You know, the usual
No. I never worked with him. But I did some movie for Harvey Weinstein, and I worked with Woody Allen. Yeah, you know, no, and instead of putting down these alleged rapists and sexual harassment people, I'd rather give myself credit for being in this business so long and not being accused of anything. So that's kind
right.
of great.
Yes, that
I've been around these people, and I've not succumbed to all the horrible stuff. And nobody sexually harassed women in showbiz more than me, which is amazing. That's my act. You know? And my girlfriend, Dominique, who is listening now, so I can't... by the way, the last time I was on your show, she got really angry that I even mentioned her.
Yeah.
Did you say her name last time? I don't know that you did.
Yeah, now she's going to get really pissed. See, when I was married, you know... But by the way, what's amazing is I buried my wife almost 2 years ago. It's been that long. And for those of you that don't know about it, she wasn't dead. She just wouldn't shut up, so I buried her.
I buried her.
She just wouldn't shut up. She was like a walking Verizon commercial. Can you shut up now? Now can you show? Every time I could be in a cave, in a coal mine, in an elevator, under the bed, and I got perfect reception. Now can you? So I got rid of Verizon. I got Sprint. The worst reception, and I hope they're not sponsored. But, honey, I'd like to hear about your day, but I can't hear you now. What?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm in a tunnel. Yeah. Anyway, but my girlfriend got really mad last time because I make sure they're there. She's a very private person.
Yeah.
And now I can't believe I just... And she's up this time of day. My wife was sleeping at 8 o'clock in the morning, so she never heard me bear mother. My girlfriend's glued to the radio like the 1940s. People listening to Super McGee and Molly or FDR's address during World War II. She sits there. She's sitting in her car right now. You know,
I'm listening to my ball off the radio.
Yeah. And she's getting mad I mentioned your name.
How she changed you, because every woman tries to change it. So how she changed Bobby Slayton?
How has she changed me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, first of all...
you look the same. You're not dressing differently. She's not got you dressed differently.
Yeah, well, it's just because it's the morning and it's radio. And I know no matter how I dress, I'm still looking better than Frenchie. Or Frosty, whatever the name is. Frenchie. Why does it look better than him? Always. She's great. She actually calms me down. See, if she would be here right now, you know, I'd be talking really slow and relaxed.
She's your stress reliever?
Yeah. But the only reason I make sure I name Dominique, what a great name that is. It's such a sexy
name. Sexy
name. Dominique, isn't it?
What's your safe word?
What?
What's your safe word?
My safe word?
Yeah.
Oh.
Things get a little out of
shut
control.
Up. We have two words.
When you're dating a Dominique, stop. You got to have a safe word.
Yeah, well, you see, but that's not her real name. I named her Dominique.
Okay.
Because it sounds sexy. Like a really sexy.
Yeah.
Her real name is Mildred. She named after her grandmother in 19th century librarian.
Yeah, there's no sexy Mildred.
There's no sexy Mildred.
No.
And her sister, Gertrude. Imagine a menage a trois with those two. Gertie.
Millie. Oh, Millie.
So I gave her the name Dominique. It's her stage name.
No, I like it.
No, it's great. I think that having a girlfriend, you know, I mean, I've told you the story before on the air. It was just bizarre after
30-some years? Was it 30
to be married for 30 years, and then she comes along, and I think I said this last time I was on your show, but she is petrified that I'm going to do girlfriend jokes and angry when I do them. But you know, when you're dating a comic, I mean, it's not as bad as like Howard Stern with everything. No, there was no censor on that guy. He would say anything. I don't know how his wife and now his wife, you know,
right.
But you marry a guy like Howard Stern, or you go out with a comic like Bobby Slayton, or you know, then you expect it. You date Mick Jagger, you know, there's going to be other women around.
And she knew you before. She knew you and your wife before.
She met my wife. I told you the story. We went to her husband's service, funeral. He died, and then my wife was there, and then my wife passed away 3 months later. And then I called her up And I, because we're kind of neighbors, you know, and I said, let's just go have a drink. And she fell madly in love with me, and I couldn't
hurt her feelings.
She's going to get mad at me for saying that, too.
But have you ever been with her? I mean, obviously, she doesn't want to be in the act, but sometimes something is so funny, and you go, honey, this is, I have to tell the story. And then she goes, ah, okay, you can tell that story.
Well, the problem is she does everything correctly. And I think I said this, but it bears repeating because it's such a great joke. But it's not really a joke. When I used to make fun of my wife, it's because our sex life wasn't great and my wife couldn't cook. This woman is, we have a great sex life, I think. Maybe not so much after this performance, but, and she's a great cook. So I tell her, as long as you stick to the plan, I can't make fun of you, you know? But if you deviate, she will see fire and fury like this world has never seen in the world of comedy. So she has sex with me more out of fear than love, but that's okay after 30 years. She's putting out. I can't start making these why she's doing it. She's just doing it, so I got to get it while I can.
Does she have that one, like, habit or annoying thing that she does that you're starting to notice? Like,
talking?
All right. That was more too cooking, easy. More
oh, I never get ripped off. The other night, I took her out for an expensive dinner, and she did not give me a back rub or a, you know what.
Front rub.
Yeah, so I was ripped off. Ripped off again. I spent all that money for dinner and didn't get anything.
Do you bring that up, or do you pout around the house?
No, I bring it up. Well, we have a frequent... How do you say that on the air?
A beach schedule?
A bee schedule? Beach. Frequent bee program. So the more she gives, the more points she gets, and she gets to cash it in for valuable gifts and prizes. like if you get enough airline miles, you get a first class ticket. So
yeah,
she knows.
On your 13th one.
It's an incentive program. It's sort of like a credit card where she gets. We have a whole thing worked out.
It's the cryptocurrency, beach coin.
Sounds delightful.
Oh, it's exhausting me. Frenchie, what do you got to add to all this?
Come on, Frenchie.
Oh, I'm fighting a cold over here. I'm just trying not to breathe germs on you.
Here's what you get sick for Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I got that crud's been going around. Everyone's been dying from. I didn't kill me yet, but I'm not.
Did you get that flu that everybody's having? I mean, there's like 140 people in San Diego County died of this flu.
Yes, really.
It's like the 1800s.
Yeah, I know. So far, I've been pretty lucky.
Whatever regiment you got going on, I would keep that going on.
I don't know what it is.
Just don't stand next to someone who has it. That's, I think, the key.
Like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so great.
I'd leave now. Get out now.
I'm going to Belize in a week, getting out of here, taking a little vacation, going scuba diving.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You scuba dive, don't you?
Well, I did 15 years ago, so now that I'm going to Belize, it's like, I guess, one of the best places in the world. So it's a blue hole and everything, so I got to go down there. And
I love scuba diving. I taught my wife. I certified many, many years ago when I first moved to California. And then my wife, who is afraid to even snorkel, you know, she would snorkel a little bit. And I go, it's really cool, you know, if you scuba dive. And I taught her to do it just so I knew there'd be those 45 minutes of peace and quiet. That she could not talk underwater. That's the only reason I wanted to.
It's when they came out with those full face masks that you can actually talk in now that you stopped, right? Yeah. You're like, I'm out. The sport's over. Can't get those for us.
We should do that, sir. I go with you. We should, like, a boys' trip sometime. You know, like, no wives, no girlfriend. Just go scuba diving, like, to Costa Rica with the... You've heard about that with the girls? You've heard about that down there?
Girls? I've been to Costa Rica. Love it down there.
Yeah, I know, friends. I can't do that anymore. You know, I get a girlfriend now, which is, to me, is like having a wife. I'm, you know, a loyal guy.
So it's getting serious.
I say that to try to make up for the fact that I watch you on the radio. But I am. She keeps me very happy and satisfied. And
as far as vacations go, and you've been as a scuba diver, Where have you been in the world that is the best?
All over the Caribbean.
The Caribbean's your place?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
And the Bloody Bay Wall and the Caymans. Not too far, but it's great. So many places to go. I used to get all the scuba magazines and collect all this stuff. And, you know, it's...
Have you done any comedy down there? Did you ever tour down the Caribbean? Just hop to island to island?
I mean, a couple of times. But you know what? If you go on vacation, I want to just go on a vacation.
Right.
I don't want to have to...
Work,
you know, work, you know, and then... You know, and you stay at a hotel, and then people, hey, you were really good last night. I don't want to go somewhere. There's no cruise ship. There's no casinos. You know, no fat people in matching T-shirts. There's no children. And you have to pay for that. You know, you want to go to, I always want to go to an island with this nothing to do but eat. And air conditioning. I love going to the Caribbean. Oh, you don't need to have trade winds. And this hot air comes blowing through.
Mosquitoes.
It's the worst.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. If you want to go see Bobby Slayton in Vegas over Super Bowl weekend, that's February 2nd and 3rd. He's going to be playing the South Point Casino. For tickets, southpointcasino.com. Always fun having you in, man.
And then they stay for the Super Bowl. They have this giant theater where they show the game. It's great.
You got a sports book there, too?
Of course they have a sports book.
They got everything, right?
They have
buffets. They have buffets.
Huh?
Buffets.
Of course they have a buffet.
Crab legs.
Probably the first thing they built, Frank.
Probably all you can eat. I think in Vegas they should tell some of these fat people, no, look, that's all you can eat. That's what we meant. That's it. You had enough. You know, it's like Close Encounters. When people pile the eggs on top of the waffles. Hey, listen, you fat bastard. You can go back and get a clean plate. They're not taking it away from you. You don't have to pile everything up like you're making, like Richard Dreyfuss in the Flying Saucer movie, you idiot. That's why Vegas seems so crowded. There's so many fat people. If everybody weighed what they're supposed to weigh, Vegas wouldn't be that crowded.
Thank you. Bobby Slate, ladies and gentlemen. Let's check traffic with Lisa May. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by...